introducing
the Y94 Morning Playhouse.
Zero Rhett and Maggie. Sorry.
Y94.
Playhouse in the morning. Y94, the number one hit music station. We are Zero, Rat, and Maggie. Good morning. The date today, 11-12-13. A lot of people getting married across the country. Well, I suppose the world today on 11-12-13. So somewhat appropriate that we have a kind of related issue in group therapy. Well, at least maybe. Now, we'll just call you first initial B. You do want a voice change. Can you kind of run through what's going on with your guy?
My boyfriend tossed out an idea to me this weekend, and I'm wondering how other women would react to this, because I'm not quite sure how I'm feeling about it.
Okay, what's going on?
Well, we've been dating for just about 3 years now, and we've talked about getting engaged for a little while, and, you know, looked at rings now and then a couple of times, and Saturday he took me out to dinner and brought up, like, totally out of the blue, getting engaged. So I got all excited because I thought, well, he was going to propose. I mean, we were out at dinner. It was a nice place. It wasn't like a super duper fancy place, but it was really nice. It was one of our favorite places. But instead of proposing, this is what threw me. I mean, I was like, he brought up the idea of going to have these on an engagement ring, splitting the cost.
So he wants you to pay for half of your own engagement ring?
Yeah, this is like on the heels of me thinking he's going to ask me to marry him, and all of a sudden, no, he's going to ask me to chip in. So he wants to go to the jewelry store and have me pick out something that, you know, I like, and then split the cost, which is, if he's not, I don't know, it's not like really a proposal. I don't know. So is he not proposing because of the financial strain of affording the ring? I mean, I kind of understand that, but I've never heard of other girls doing that, and it also just feels really strange to me. I feel like it means less if I help him buy it.
So in a lot of ways, there's a like lack of romance to it for you. Like, will you go to the store with me and pick out a ring, and then we'll go to the register and you'll buy half?
Yes. It was the weirdest thing, and I was just like, I felt like I was kind of sucker punched. And, you know, I just, you know, it would almost, okay, so I know this sounds terrible, but it would mean more to me if he would just save up, wait a little bit longer, and then, you know, actually ask me, like, get on his knee and have the ring there and actually ask me. I don't need a gigantic ring. That's not what's important. It's the whole romance of the thing, and I just, I don't know what to do about this.
So it sounds like you don't really necessarily have a problem with paying for your half. It's just like you were waiting for a proposal, and then instead of a proposal, he dropped this idea on you.
Yeah, I mean, and I don't quite know how to go back and not sound like sour grapes or a money grubber and say, no, honey, why don't we just wait a little bit longer and you save up and you do all of this? I don't know how to handle this. So wording, it's an awkward situation, and I'm, like, deep in the weeds on this one. I don't know quite how to handle it.
Okay. So, generally speaking, what do we think as the Playhouse family of a guy saying, well, you know what, I would really like to propose, but do you think you could pay for half the ring? Do you think you could do that? Now, she seemed to think, if I'm remembering correctly what she just said, she feels like it almost means less if she helps him buy it. What do you think about that idea? Maggie,
yes.
I'm going to throw you on the spot here first.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of the whole thing?
I don't really agree with it. I mean, they've been talking about it. They went to look at rings. I think the only time it would be okay for him to ask her is if it was like ungodly amount of, you know, like if it's way out of his price range and, you know, like, this is what I had in mind. If you want this, I'm going to need some help.
One of those super duper obnoxious.
Yes.
But she even said, you know what, I don't need anything ginormous.
Right.
It can
That's
be a conservative
ring.
That's
why I don't think he can ask her to pay half.
So you personally, you're opposed to the idea of a woman paying half for the engagement ring, splitting it down the middle. You don't like it.
No.
237, you can text 35270, group therapy with first initial B. Guys like, you know what, I would really like to propose, but do you think you could maybe go halvesies on the ring with me? What would you say to that? Does it mean less if they do that? What do you think about the whole idea? 937. That's where you can text 35270.
Check it out.
The Morning Playhouse.
With Zero, Rat, and Maggie.
I'm excited.
Let's go.
Y94.
Playhouse Group Therapy right now on Y94, the number one hit music station. All kinds of ways you could weigh in. You can call 237-HITS. You can text 35270. Or you can hop on the Y94 Morning Playhouse Facebook page as well. So in group therapy, first initial B was recently told by her longtime boyfriend, you know, I'd love to propose, but do you think you could pay for half the ring? Now, she says she's not looking for anything obnoxious by any means, just a conservative, typical ring. And yet he's still like, hey, you know, if you could pay for half, that would be really awesome. I could propose a lot sooner if you did that. What do you think about that idea? Now, she suggested the idea it might mean less if she helps him buy it. Do you agree or disagree with that? Again, 237-HITS. You can text 35270 or hop on Facebook. That works too. Maggie, in terms of Facebook, what are we seeing there?
Asami says, the one who wants to propose should pay for the ring. No way. He should have to pay for all of it. I picked out a super expensive ring. My husband made payments on it and worked tons of overtime to pay for it and never once asked me for a penny. If he puts it on a credit card or takes out a loan to get it, you'll be paying for it anyways when you get married if you get a joint account. And somebody else says, no, not right, really. Unless you guys buy a ring, you know, you buy your ring and he buys his ring.
Go and have Zeeves on an engagement ring. What do you think?
I think that's ridiculous.
You think that's absolutely ridiculous?
Yeah.
Why?
I mean, I get that they're talking about it, but she shouldn't have to pay for it. That's a man's job.
That's a man's duty.
Yes.
So it means less, too, in your mind, if she pays for some of it?
Okay, when you put it that way, I mean, every girl's dream is for somebody to buy them a ring and surprise and romance them. It totally defeats the purpose if you're going to ask her to go have these.
Okay, so it kills the romance, it would seem, in your mind. Right, as far as the text clubbers go at 35270, what are we seeing there?
I think sharing the cost of an engagement ring is wrong. I would rather have a less expensive ring and have it come completely from him. My best friend had to buy her own ring. They're divorced now. We went to a pawn shop after he proposed with an Avon ring, and I helped pay for mine. I make more than him. It wasn't the proposal out of movies or my dreams, but he made it clear that he loves me and wanted me to be his missus. Asking to pay for half of the ring does take away the meaning. Even if he couldn't afford something outstanding, it's the thought that he wants to spend the rest of his life with her, regardless of the price on the ring. If she were to ask him for a crazy priced ring, then it would be fair to ask for half of the pay.
What were you thinking of that one?
No. But he does need to realize that once they get married, his debt, if he's going to pay for a ginormous ring, is also going to be paid for by her, because once you're married, your debt is together.
In a lot of ways, she's going to be paying for some of it anyway.
Yes, if he goes with a ginormous ring.
I will tell you, a lot of people are suggesting that on Facebook and text, saying, hey, you know what? You're going to be paying for it anyway. I think I even heard you read that one. Anything else on Facebook you want to grab?
Rings are spendy. Get a $20 ring to propose with and then save up together for the ring you want. We share all of our money, but he did the purchase. I guess technically I probably helped pay for it, but honestly, that doesn't matter to me. Ever since day one in our relationship, we had joint accounts. And like, that's, I would, why not? We go buy groceries for our family together. We share a car, both put in gas, pay our bills together. Why not buy a ring together?
Havsies on the engagement ring. It would seem most people are against it. Do you have a thought on it that nobody has had yet? 237-HITS. You can text 35270. Facebook always works too.
The Morning Playhouse.
Amazing.
So good.
Y94.
Let me live that fantasy. Hey, good morning. We're the Playhouse. Y94 is the number one hit music station. I want to grab these last couple of comments in Playhouse Group Therapy for first initial B. Now, her situation is this. She was sat down at a very romantic dinner the other night, this weekend, and got the impression maybe her guy was going to propose right then and there because he was being kind of romantic. But where the conversation led was him basically saying, you know, I would love to propose, but I could propose even sooner if you'd be willing to go halvesies on the ring with me. And she goes on to explain, you know, I'm not looking for anything ginormous. I'm not looking for a massive ring by any means. It can be a conservative ring, so it's weird to me he would ask, and I kind of wonder if it doesn't take some of the romance out of it if I have to help him buy it. And what he suggested to her was going to the store, picking it out, buying it there together, and just putting it on two credit cards, basically. What do you think of that?
I was thinking that, you know, if the ring is so expensive that he has to have a double account, or we have to going on together, why not just get a cheaper ring?
Yeah, that would be the easy solution.
It's the thought behind the ring, not whatever the ring costs.
You almost want to tell the guy, like, well, how about you just get what you can afford and what you think's appropriate?
Exactly.
Perfect. Rat, as far as texts go at 35270, what are we seeing there?
Somebody says, then he can do halvesies on labor and delivery. Come on, man up. Somebody else, my $700 ring means everything to me because it's from my man. It was a total surprise and from his heart. She could counter him with, I'll pay for half the ring if you pay for half my wedding dress and the wedding. The guy buys the ring. The bride and her family typically cover more of the wedding costs. Somebody else says they went ring shopping together, and she must have picked all the rings that were out of his price range. Plus, ring is only a symbol of his commitment and don't have to cost an arm and a leg. Get over yourself. Girls today are super picky and greedy. When my guy proposed, I was through the roof happy and not the least bit worried about the ring.
Havesies on engagement ring, what are your thoughts?
Well, if they can't compromise on a little bit cheaper ring, then is it really financially responsible for them to try to plan a wedding?
Yeah.
No, that's what I think, but...
No, it's a good thought. We appreciate it. Many ways to get a hold of us in Playhouse Group Therapy, 237-HITS. You can text 35270. Playhouse Facebook page also works. Maggie, what are we seeing there?
Probably not. There's some very beautiful rings that are not very expensive and outside of the jewelry store box. My guy picked it out and physically paid for it, but it came out of our shared money. Not a big deal. How ridiculous. He would be turned down right then and there. And it's not fair for him to ask her to pay when he hasn't even picked out a ring for her yet.
What were you thinking? Good morning.
Well, typical etiquette, you know, way back from the old days said that it should be a man's 3 months' worth of salary. But one thing he could do is we had a family diamond ring, and my mom wasn't going to give me the diamond until later.
Mm-hmm.
So she suggested to buy a real setting we want, and actually put a fake diamond in it and wait till we get the real diamond. So what he could always do is just take that out together, you know, spend money on a good setting, maybe put a fake diamond, and then they could work toward that together. I don't know.
It's an idea. We appreciate you calling in. The idea here in Playhouse Group Therapy, going halvesies on an engagement ring, that was what was suggested to first initial B. Where do you stand on it?
Yeah, it's not so much about the ring. It's how he made her feel.
Mm-hmm.
She needs to step in front of this right now. She needs to tell him just as honestly and openly as she told you guys. And this is just a red flag for things to come. They've obviously been together for a while, but if she doesn't say ouch when he hurts her, this is going to go on throughout their entire marriage, and she's going to resent this forever.
Thank you so much for the phone call. The idea, again, go and have Z's on an engagement ring. You can call 237-HITS. You can hop on Facebook, or you can certainly text 35270. How are the text clubbers weighing in?
Know your financial limits and do it yourself. It's a man's job. Otherwise, it's as impersonal as splitting the rent that month. It's the man's job to pay for the ring. It's supposed to be a surprise for her, and he's going to plan the proposal with her too? No, it's supposed to be a one-time thing. Go huge or go home and man up. Somebody else saying, forget the fantasy of the ring and focus on your relationship. I think most guys want to pay for the ring, even if they have to finance, borrow money from friends, or buy less expensive ring. The fact that he doesn't want to leads me to believe she's pressuring him for a ring, and he's like, fine, but I'm only putting in X amount because I'm not ready for this, or this isn't what I want. Basically, he's invested in the relationship and doesn't want to invest in the ring.
In a lot of ways, it seems to me, because the way this guy entered this was taking her out to dinner and talking about it. He's not even going to propose.
No.
What he did is he proposed the idea of proposing and getting engaged.
Yes.
That's not a proposal.
Right. No.
She won't get a proposal. What she'll get is a trip to the mall mm-hmm. and hey, which one do you like?
Right.
That's what she would get.
And it's great that he's like, well, I want you to get the ring that you want, you know, and he's having her pick it out, but I don't think it's okay. That's not okay. I'm not going to propose to you, but you're going to pay for half the ring.
What were you thinking? Hey there.
I've got a solution for the girl with the wedding engagement ring issue.
Okay.
So, I work at a jewelry store, and you get a really amazing discount. And I told my boyfriend, listen, I will pay for 50% of the ring because that's what my discount is. And you can pay the rest. So it's really, I'm not paying a dime. He just thinks I'm paying for half of it. So she needs to get a part-time job at a jewelry store, which I'm sure they're hiring for the holiday season. And then she can just use her discount and tell him that she paid for that.
Also, 50% off at your jewelry store is a pretty awesome discount.
Yeah, I work at Dave Theaters in Fergus Falls, and anything over $500 is 50%. Anything under $500 is 40%.
Wow.
And when you're talking engagement rings, pretty much they're all over $500. So she can just say, look, I picked out this $1,000 ring, and I'm going to pay for 50% of it, and you can pay for the other half.
You got yourself one heck of a boss.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I think we got some good advice in group therapy, but also we just got a lot of applications turned in today at this particular jewelry store. Why do so many people want to work here today?
The Y94 Morning Playhouse.
You want to get nuts? Let's get nuts!
With Zero Rat and Maggie.
There's your R rating right there.
Y94.